This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, listen, I got a radio show to do here. Do you mind keeping it down? Jeepers. I got Mark Mitchell who doesn't stop talking. And then I got Jerry Griswold. You don't even have your mic set. Nobody hears you. If you want to talk, get in front of a microphone, Mark. Jerry Griswold here from White Memorial. What's the name of the tour company, the travel company?
Crummy Travel.
Crummy Travel.
Yeah, but I really...
You going to change it?
No, I'm still in business, but I started working with somebody where I don't have any of the headaches and I have all the fun.
Oh, so you get to go on and do the trips, but you don't have to do the P&L stuff, right?
Exactly.
You get a free trip and a little stipend.
I get a free trip and I populate his trips with fabulous people and I don't have any of the headaches. It's good. I'm getting old, Brian.
You look great. You look phenomenal. I got a lot of stuff to talk. We got a lot to talk about. How long did you do traffic here?
About 25 years, I think.
My goodness.
Yeah, I'm 25. I love you guys. I mean, I'm always going to be a part of this. What can we say about the radio community? I mean, especially morning radio.
I know. I'm a late adopter, right? I mean, I came to the game a little bit late.
You drank the Kool-Aid late.
I do love it. And then I do some work on TV, and I do enjoy that, but it's so different, and this is so much better.
Yeah, radio is great.
And so you get to talk, and the people are great, and it's weird because it's all sort of walks of life. You know what I mean? Like, you get everybody.
It's true, and I think also the beauty of radio is we're such a visual animal, and we're so seduced by what we see that I think we're watching television, and we're not really processing, we're not hearing, we're just looking. But radio, when people listen to radio, they remember. That's why if I had money to advertise, I would always, is it okay for me to say this? I would always put my money in radio.
Well, first of all, why would you not say that? It's going to sound like I told you to say that.
No, you didn't. I've been saying that since I started working in the industry because people remember, even Brian, from me being on the air 25 years ago in some tiny little radio station up in Litchfield County, people still remember.
Well, it's funny, but this is a bigger conversation about like imagination because, because when you don't see it and you hear it, you're forced to imagine. And that's why I made my kids read Harry Potter before they saw the movies, because I wanted them to have a vision on their own of it before they were spoon-fed an image of it, right? And radio's the same thing.
Radio's theater of the mind. And I think also with what Mark and Mike, rest his soul, do is you create this picture of what commuters are going through because we've lived it and breathed it. I don't even think anybody really understands what a god Mark is in traffic. I mean, what a geek and what a god. And his story is one of the greatest stories in all of broadcasting.
In terms of what? Like, what about it?
Because when he was a little kid, he had his mom make him traffic light birthday cakes. And
Morgan Cunningham's the same way. He came out of the womb and somehow wanted to be on radio.
Oh, Morgan's the oldest soul going. He's practically just out of
his
diapers.
His best friend is Paul Anka. He's 26 years old. I mean, you can't make that crap up.
No, Morgan and I definitely have a connection over old records.
That's so funny.
But Mark, also, you know, when you're in radio and you're speaking, you, especially with traffic, Mark would go and drive every single highway in the state, secondary and major,
right,
and talk into whatever it was, a dictaphone or whatever it was back then, and just talk about the nuances of the exits. And so we put this shark Bible together of every single road and every single exit and every single thing that Mark was doing. And then you would actually go out and drive them yourselves. And that makes it very believable.
Yeah, it's so funny because
you've been there. Yeah. The commuters know that you've been there. You know your stuff.
And we get so much crap from some people for doing, they're like, it's Connecticut. Traffic, really? Do we have to have it? And then we get the same thing. It's like Lamont, every time Lamont comes in, he's like, really? The weather's the same as it was 8 minutes ago. Do you really have to do it again? And but I love Mark because for different reasons, although I think it's amazing. People love a narrative. They still want to be told a story. An app doesn't tell you a story. Traffic, I just want to know if there's a problem, so I want to know. And Waze does tell me and other things. But Mark is so facile. Like, he can literally, he's got both stations in his ear. Mm-hmm. He can turn on a dime. Mm-hmm. I can throw anything at him, and he won't ever say anything mean. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, to me, it's his personality that I love.
And it's all extemporaneous. That's why I think meteorologists and traffic people are the sharpest people in the business, because we're not scripted. That's all coming out of your head.
Yeah.
And that is, and I think.
So you miss, I think she misses it a little bit.
I do. I mean, how could I not? I used to have a little magnet above my console at Metro Networks where I began, and it says I still get a rush out of rush hour. There are just a handful of us, like Mike, like Mark, and myself, that didn't care about going on to whatever the quote-unquote next level would be. We were firmly embedded in being traffic reporters.
Do you think there'll be traffic in 20 years? On radio?
I'm going to be dead in 20 years.
Who cares? The great Jerry Griswold with us. You know, a couple of minutes. Nowhere did I have, you know, the state of radio, Mark Christopher, on my list of questions in my Ted Kaczynski notebook. But I also want to know about your travels. You know, my daughter has the travel bug. She's in France right now. And of course, she's not learning a lick of French. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, she's like, I am not good at languages. I'm like, if you don't try, you'll never be good at
languages. I'm not either.
She believes she has a genetic inhibitor.
I think I do too.
Okay. So that you think it's a thing?
I think there are some people that are truly gifted, but she's young and I'm not. And I think when you want to learn a language, you need to start young, like when you're in diapers practically.
Yeah.
But I was in France last year. And everybody is blah, blah, blah. The French are so mean. You know what they are? I love them so much. They are unapologetically French. You don't speak their language? Oh, well.
Well, there's two things I'd say. One is, if you just make a reasonable effort to try, then they'll take you in.
Yes.
The second thing is, I took her graduation present was to go to France before the Olympics last summer. I love their style. And you have a little bit of it. Like even the average Joe going down the street has like a scarf. And he's got a jacket. Mark, what are you doing? What are you doing?
We're playing video games.
Duolingo.
What are you doing?
Duolingo was Swedish 1,443 days in a row.
You're such a good guy.
Disproving whole theory
that old people can't learn language.
Swedish just keeps getting better.
You will say something to us then, Mark. Go on. Something in Swedish. Go on.
Just say, I'm going to stop talking now in Swedish.
I'm still hanging on 2 years of high school. 2 years of high school Spanish. That's all I know.
My high school French did not serve me well last time out. Where are you headed this summer? Anywhere?
I'm going to Scotland. And, of course, I'm going to Iceland. So I'll be in Scotland in a couple of weeks for 2 weeks, going to the wildest islands that Scotland can deliver, Shetland, Orkney. The Outer Hebrides, St. Kilda, and Isle of Skye.
Where do you stay?
All over the place.
Like in castles?
No. Though it seems like what we're paying in Edinburgh, it sounds like a castle.
But on these islands, are there like hotels?
We're staying in black houses. They're old turf houses and thatched roof houses out on Isle of Skye. They're just, they're beautiful hotels. These are places that have tourism, so they do have hotels.
Yeah.
But some of the places are quirky and really cool.
Has Iceland, is it jumped the shark, if you will? I mean, is it too much now with too many people there?
It's too much for me now as a tour operator. There's no place in Iceland for a small tour operator, but I've been there 57 times. I have a million friends up there.
But everyone wants their Instagram picture in the blue pool.
In the Blue Lagoon, yeah, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, I can give you a million other places to go in Iceland that aren't polluted with people. I think, you know, it seems like everything that was sacred is not sacred anymore.
But you can still find underbelly there? You can still?
Yeah. You need to know the locals. Yeah. And I think that's what I pride myself on with my travel company is having this visceral experience when you go to another country, because I feel that people define nations, and you really don't know a country until you can meet its people. Well, we don't all have that opportunity when we go to Croatia for a week.
Right.
But if you're somebody that is going to embed yourself in a country, you really better get to know the local people, make friends.
Her name is Jerry Griswold. She works at White Memorial, which is one of my favorite places in America. I have one of the most unforgettable walks with my then girlfriend in the middle of winter on those planks, and I just will never forget that place. I mean, it's just incredible, and it's beautiful, and also, of course, she is a traveler, and we're going to talk bats, which is her passion. We'll also be joined by Jenny Dixon from Deep and Devon Fraser from Deep.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Keep as well, and we pulled up the bat cam.
There are many bat cams.
Well, how do I get to another cam?
So minimize that. Let's see. You should have other options.
How about down here? Are these here?
No. Go back up and click. Maybe
we can figure it out in the next break.
Yeah, figure out. We'll figure it out.
That is, of course, Jerry Griswold joining us here, longtime traffic reporter here.
Speaking of bat ladies.
Yeah, we're getting joined by Devon Fraser and Jenny Dixon from DEP. They can come right in.
They can come in?
Yeah, that's fine. They can get all set up. Mark Mitchell's here, not doing his job. He should have been greeting them and sitting them down and
an official
work.
Greeter.
We're going to talk bats and bears and a whole bunch of stuff. Hello, you can just have a seat, guys. We're live right now. And we'll chit-chat more. We're going to take a little bit of a break here.
Microphones.
And then we'll update your weather and traffic. And again, if you don't know Jerry, I mean, what Mark told in that story was that she did a bunch of traffic reports with a bat on her shoulder, like a pirate will have a bird on your shoulder.
Of course I did.
I mean, I'm not... I'm not a bad. We need to. One of you should probably go over there, and then we can rotate it around.
Everybody gets a mic.
I love it when you know the pandemic. Nobody was in studio, and yesterday I think we had three different groups in studio, and it's so much more fun. So who are we? Who's? Jenny.
We're the Bat Ladies of Connecticut.
I mean, because I've never.
There you go. I love
are you
that.
All three? Your Bat Ladies.
We are all three Bat Ladies.
Yeah.
Yes.
So my one interaction directly with bats was in high school when I was at a prep school and a bat somehow got through the vent and we were in a little house with 13 guys and we didn't want to kill it, but we were freaking out. And I remember I put on all my hockey stuff, put towels around my neck, like I didn't have one slice of exposed skin, and we trapped it in a bucket and we let it out the window and it peed on the wall, down the wall. And that's the extent of, and I'm fearful of bats, and just naturally. So And because I just, the irregular flight
collectively
pattern.
Collectively and inwardly, we're all laughing at you right now.
But that's fine. I think I'm more of a typical person. You know, I mean, most people are fearful of bats.
Because we've never been educated about
them. Right. I'm not saying like I'm right about it. I'm just saying like that's the perspective that I come from. I mean, so I'm always open. I put the bat cam up here at, you know, 4:48 this morning. We're going to take a break and we'll be joined by Devin Fraser and Jenny Dixon from Deep, and Jerry will stay with us. We'll talk about bats and bears and a whole bunch of other stuff here on Brian and Company. Mark Christopher and Lee Brown, Pandiris and Scott, Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Is Jerry still in the studio?
She is, yeah. She's okay. Here. What's up?
Jerry, is Corny still up at White Memorial?
Corny at White Memorial?
No, Corny passed away. He's been replaced. I know. All good things come to an end. Circle of Life stuff, Sharky. But he's been replaced by Peaches. So you're always welcome to come out and handle Peaches.
What are we talking about? What kind of animals?
Snakes.
I'm not a big snake guy generally. But for some reason, I loved Corny. Corny was a corn snake.
Corny's a corn snake. And Corny was like a dog. Brian really needs an intervention about wildlife and so many levels.
It's not that I don't appreciate their existence. I just don't want to be petting a corn snake.
Yes, you do.
No, you would love this.
I don't feel the need.
He was around my neck.
I have to try it.
He was like Jerry's Mark's right. Corny was like a dog.
We're bringing on
Corny was like a dog.
I thought we'd get some samples of something today. I thought we'd get some live animals in studio today.
You get guano samples from us and nothing else.
Jerry, your friends come in and all of a sudden you get edgy. She's all sunshine and daisies, and now she's got daggers.
No, all right, Jerry, don't mess with Jerry. That's all I'm going to say. Don't get her going.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I didn't know I had to be defensive this morning. I wasn't anticipating that. I mean, yeah, so I have some, you know, my son who's afraid of spiders, but I embrace animals. I was just being honest with my, you know, general discomfort with bats. But I mean, we've talked so many times about it. So anyway, we're here with Devin Fraser with Deep, as well as Jenny Dixon from Deep, and Jerry Griswold, White Memorial and world traveler and former traffic person. You might as well start with, you guys were talking about, it's something that I didn't even really know, and I didn't know what you were talking about until you put it in layperson's term. But there, how many types of bats are there in Connecticut?
There are 9 species of bats in Connecticut.
And what's the most popular in terms of numbers bat?
Right now, the most common is the big brown bat. That's a bat that can be found statewide, whether it's an urban area or a very rural area. Many of our other species of bats, unfortunately, declined over the last decade due to something called white nose syndrome. It's a fungus we believe was imported from Europe, and it devastated our bat population. Some species, like the northern long-eared bat, declined by well over 95% in just a few years.
Is there a way to, stop it?
No, to date we haven't been able to stop the spread. The focus here, now that it's been here for nearly 20 years, is to support the recovery of the bats. There are efforts to control the spread on the front range of the disease as it continues to spread west. But really the onus on us is to just promote their recovery once the disease is.
But if you repopulate and the disease is still there, then it's sort of like kind of a losing battle?
Well, so bats are capable, just like any other animal exposed to a new disease, of ultimately developing resistance, potentially, or at least that's the hope. So it does look like some bats here in the Northeast are developing some sort of resistance or natural ability to fight off infection.
Now, who wants to take this easy layperson question of, like, why should people care about bats?
Do we have 12 hours?
Yeah.
I mean, the lay person.
Allow me to ascend my soapbox, because that's what I do. I'm the lay person. I'm Jenny and Devon are the biologists. I'm the one that gets in the trenches and teaches little kids insect control. Our planet wouldn't exist without the help of bats. They're the number one controller of night flying insects worldwide. There are plants that are 100% dependent upon bats for their pollination. Not here in Connecticut. All of our bats in Connecticut eat bugs. They're highly intelligent, long-living mammals. They're the longest-lived a mammal for their size. They can live for up to 30 years. If you look at their skeleton, it looks more like yours than it does any other mammal. They're super intelligent, long life, low birth rate. People think they're flying rats or mice, but they're not. They're more closely related to primates. If they didn't have wings, they would be lower primates. I mean, the list of virtues goes on and on. If you like tequila, Brian,
yeah,
let's
do.
Connect with you.
Yeah, sure.
You wouldn't, and Mark's smiling, so he's guilty too. You wouldn't have a drop of tequila if it were not for the lesser long-nosed bat, the sole pollinator of the agave plant. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's just the tip of the iceberg.
So Jenny, like, what is the lifespan of the of bats? How long can they? I know it varies from species to species.
Surprisingly long time. You know, it's not unusual for a lot of our bats to live 25, 30 years. And there's some records of bats now living 30, 40, 50 years. So we're still learning about bats. And I think that's one of the things that probably fascinates all of us incredibly, is it's one of the groups of mammals that we still don't know a lot about. And we learn new stuff every day. And for us as biologists, that's incredibly exciting.
So Devon, when they're swooping and swirling, you know, when you're in your backyard at your fire pit or whatever, what are they doing and why should people not be, you know, people naturally get worried and I know they have no reason to, but just sort of like, what are they doing?
Yeah. So bats, again, they're flying around, they're eating insects on the fly. So as they're flying around and doing dips and bobs and cool acrobatics, pun totally intended there, they're going after their insect prey. They're just eating. Perhaps they're about to protect you from a mosquito or a moth that was about to fly by you. I think bats are also naturally curious. So you're in this three-dimensional space that they fly around in and occupy, and maybe you're not normally there. So a lot of times bats will come close to you, but I've been in a cave with literally millions of bats flying around my head, and not a single one of them hit me. So they're not trying to get in your hair. Certainly no animal wants to be entangled.
Why are people scared then?
Because we've never been educated about them.
Why is there a superhero who scares people with a bat suit?
Because that's Hollywood.
I mean, but there's
this, a big budget.
But there's this. Where did the perception come from?
I think a lot of it has to do with old mythology and traces way back to Europe and stories about Vlad the Impaler and
also pre-Columbian. If you
Dracula
look at some of those Peruvians and Mexican really pre-Columbian art, the bat was, you know, vampire vilified, probably a sacrificial deity, and that's what we've been fed. But and that's why somebody like myself, who's not a Jenny or Devon, I was a chef and a broadcaster, has made a plunge, thanks to Jenny, by the way, in the world of bats, because these animals needed help. They needed people who knew what they were talking about, who could go out and teach children, because kids are the reason these animals will have a healthy and happy future. You've got to get to the children first so that their parents don't scare them.
We're talking with Jerry Griffin. She's taking shots all the time. She even said when she said, I talk to children, she looks right at me and starts talking to me. Jerry Griswold with us, Jenny Dixon from Deep, and Devon Fraser as well from Deep. By the way, do you like it DEEP or Deep? You don't care.
I like DEEP.
Yeah, because I would do DEP and then the TV folks all say Deep. And I'm just used to it because a DEEP can be tough. And if you fumble on it on television. I have one question before we probably go to break. Are other states, do they have strong base movements like we do here in Connecticut in terms of advocacy for an animal like this?
Pretty much. It varies a little bit state to state. But I think at this point, pretty much every state in our country and around the world, there's certainly a large push for it. Have similar programs now. Certainly things ramped up a lot when a lot of our bats became impacted by white nose syndrome. That really
is that
got
national
the states
is
going
that across the country too?
It is, unfortunately, yeah. And yeah. It's in
how
Canada
many states
as well.
Now? 38 states or
I couldn't give you the exact number at this point because it changes every year as it colonizes new places. But the majority of the country has now been it's as far west as California.
Wow.
And Washington. So.
And like in as wildlife biologists, this is not your specialty per se, or it is, or like what other animals do you specialize in, all animals?
No, so I'm a mammal biologist.
Okay.
Bats are definitely my my favorite. I hate to put
Why are they your favorite though?
They're just fascinating. I mean, until you've I worked with African carnivores and lynx in Colorado, all these really cool charismatic species, and I thought I wanted to work with carnivores, and the second I met a bat up close and personal and got to work with them and realized how fascinating they are, and like Jenny said, how much we still have to learn about them. As a biologist, that's really exciting when there's still lots to be learned about.
I mean, so you don't get to talk about this stuff much. I mean, you got all these administrative, you know, media type responsibilities.
Yeah, unfortunately.
This might be like a fun diversion for you. And believe me, I'm going to ask about the bears and the other stuff.
This is a fun day for me.
Because you get a lot of...
We had to cancel this interview, and Jenny was on vacation, and now Jenny was able to come to the rescheduled interview, and she was... I told you, she was really excited about coming in.
Because I'm not gonna pepper her with questions she doesn't want. Although I might. I still reserve the right to do
that. That's fair.
That might happen. I mean, I definitely want to talk about... You know, I was fascinated by the wildlife management acreage and stuff. That story from like a week ago was really interesting to me.
Yeah, very exciting.
I want to know why we can't drink at certain state parks this summer. That's a bunch of bull crap. And no, I'm kidding. And so that I want to talk about. And then the bear thing that we've talked about on the show a lot, not just with you, but like we talk about it because we are part of the problem, because when there is a good video, we'll talk about it. And we were just talking before you got here about all the bears we see in Simsbury all the time and how they're so protected. They have so many food sources and there's no predator for them. It's only going to get worse, right? But do I have approval to get into all of those topics?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, Jenny. We appreciate it. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. We'll get your updated news, weather, and traffic, and then we'll come back here with Devon Frazier and Jenny Dixon from DEP and Jerry Griswold from Parts Unknown. Including a new go follow her on. She's amazing on Facebook, and she's got this farmhouse that she's redoing that's just really cool. And you should have a big party there when it's all done.
I think.
Yeah, that would be great. And maybe I'll get an invitation. I'm not sure at this point. We don't have a ton of time here. So just tell me quickly about bats count. And we're looking at the live cams right now. Just give it a quick thing where people can go if they want to check it out.
Yeah, so the website is really long. So the best thing to do is to Google bats count. And that'll take you to one of two web pages. It is a live feed, live stream viewing experience of a big brown bat colony here in Connecticut. We use it from the state perspective in terms of collecting data to get really accurate counts and, you know, identify periods of importance, such as when the pups are born, when the females return, when they leave. Those are things we care about. But just in terms of the public experience, it's an opportunity for people to get to know and understand a species that otherwise they might fear because they don't know anything about them.
And count and submit data sheets and become citizen scientists.
Correct.
Got it. Yeah, you can sit down and whatever you see, you can submit what you see and it goes toward the research. The voice, that's Jerry Griswold, and the voice before that was Devon Frazier, and Jenny Dixon with us here from Deep as well. I want to get to a couple other quick topics. I don't understand why the state doesn't allow like some sort of bear hunt, because it's not about, because I'm not a hunter. I don't even own a gun. So I'm not like a hunting advocate, but I think it's obviously out of control. It's only going to get worse. We've talked in the past where either you've been explicit or at least strongly implied that you would be supportive of some sort of population control with some sort of hunt. I know it's back on the table at the state legislature. Where do you stand on this and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, certainly the agency has been pretty clear that we support a bear hunt. We have tried pretty much every other method we have at our disposal right now to get the human-bear conflicts reduced. And a lot of that is about changing human behavior. That's the biggest challenge that we have, and not getting to a point where bears have easy access to human-sourced food. So we've tried just about everything we can. We've tried education. We've tried prevention. We've got more tips than you can probably name about how to try and live with black bears. That's the one thing that we don't have available to us to manage bear populations that most of the other states around us do.
Do you think people are consciously helping out the bear population, or is it just that they don't secure their trash?
I think in most cases it's unawareness. You know, they don't realize that when that bear takes down your bird feeder, yeah, you may not care because you can put it back up again and you can put more seed out there, but you just taught that bear to do something bad. You also just taught that bear that your yard is a good place to look for food. And if things don't happen to scare the bear when it's in your yard, then they get really comfortable being in our yards, being around our houses. Once they start hitting bird seed, they're going to hit the garbage. They're going to investigate what you might have on the porch. And then the next thing you know, they're inside a house causing a lot of problems and creating public safety risks.
You know, Jerry was blaming the media too. I mean, if we get a video of a bear going in and getting in the freezer and taking out a frozen meatloaf, we're going to use it. Because it's good. Why are we the problem if we talk about it when it's...
Because you make it cute and people personify them and call them boo-boo and poo-poo and you know...
And, how about we get some picnic baskets?
Isn't that funny? And it's, you know, for us, it's not. This right. is scary. This is scary because they may be taking a turkey out of your freezer, but the next thing, they could be swatting your child in a yard.
No, I know.
These are dangerous animals.
Are they going to pass it? Do you think it's going to pass?
It's tough to say. We've sort of been here before. I don't know what we'll ultimately end up with. I think the fact that the discussion has gotten a little further this year than it has before is certainly a good sign. And I think more people are starting to understand where we are and how serious the problem is becoming. And certainly coming off a year when we had 67 home entries by black bears, wow. That underscores the seriousness of the situation that we're dealing with. And, you know, to your question about using those clips in the media, I think you can do that in a responsible way. So if you include that video that might be humorous or entertaining, but you add the message about why that's a problem or what you should do, then you've made it a teachable moment. So it's not just about, you know, Yogi and Boo Boo. It's about learning how to live with bears and learning what you should do.
That's Jenny Dixon from DEP, also joined by Devon Fraser and Jerry Griswold here on Brian and Company. The other thing is, I did see, there's two other stories I want to get to. There are certain parks where you won't be able to have alcohol and just talk. I mean, because people like to, I mean, we used to have a place on Montauk Pond and the state park was there and a lot of people would do an all-day barbecue, and they'd set up the whole thing and be there the whole day, and it's a very community-focused thing. But I also understand the dangers of swimming and all this other stuff and the trash and so on and so forth. What was behind the decision, and where can people find the information so they don't, like, break the rules?
There's a lot of information on our parks website, so people can find that pretty easily. I think it's always a challenge when you're trying to create family-friendly environments and make sure that our public spaces are safe for all recreational users, and it gets a challenge because, unfortunately, not everyone has the same level of recreating responsibly. So it makes it a challenge, and we have to err on the side of caution and make sure that it's a great experience for everybody who goes to the park.
Devon, we got to run. Anything else on your mind you want the people of Connecticut to know about?
Just, you know, share our space with wildlife. They need space and love, too.
There you go.
But do it responsibly.
I think Connecticut, I mean, again, like all the young people in my orbit, they think Connecticut's boring. I think Connecticut's one of the most beautiful places. I love it. And especially up in your neck of the woods, it's just got a piece of my heart. So I really appreciate you guys coming in. Hopefully we get a chance to do it again. Jerry, it's lovely to
Brian,
see you.
Thank you so much, always.
You are the best. Jerry Griswold. And of course, Jenny Dixon and Devon Fraser from DEP. Thanks so much, guys.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. crime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.